top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the Prime Evening News for today, Monday, April 22nd, 2024, in the headlines. Q95 FM Radio is happy to partner with Jolly's Pharmacy and to make a financial donation to Jolly's 5Q run for diabetes and sickle cell anemia as part of Jolly's commitment to supporting health and wellness in Dominica. The Eastern Caribbean Court of Appeal has moved the hearing date for the appeal regarding public sector workers affected by a COVID-19 mandate case from February 1st to May 2nd in Antigua and Barbuda.
As it happens.
And despite Republican opposition, the House approved a $95 billion package allocating $60.84 billion to Ukraine security, $26 billion to Israel, and $8.12 billion to Taiwan. The news is brought to you compliments Archipelago Trading Agents of Beacon Insurance Limited. Details coming up next.
Q, top of the hour.
Be sure you settle for more. Get up to 35% off Beacon's fully comprehensive vehicle insurance and still cover a whole lot more. Enjoy higher discounts and better coverage for any kind of vehicle, car, SUV, or pickup with free loss of use, windscreen cover, and special perils. To sign up, call Archipelago Trading at 448-5247 or log on to beacon.co.tt and settle for more today.
Today, Q95 FM Radio provided a financial contribution to Jolly's Pharmacy towards the National Wellness 5K Run, demonstrating its ongoing commitment to supporting charitable initiatives in Dominica. Carlton Lando, Head of Public Health, Public Relations and Advertising at Jolly's Pharmacy, expressed appreciation for the donation, stating that it underscores Q95's dedication to collaborating with Jolly's Pharmacy to enhance overall health and wellness in Dominica.
Jolly's Pharmacy is certainly grateful to the contribution of QFM Radio, the big station. We are very, very happy that QFM has seen the importance of partnering with Jolly's as we are on the crest to optimize our general health and wellness in Dominica, but more importantly, to make health information and education very, very vital. This year, we are celebrating our fifth edition of the Wellness National Wellness 5K Run. And this year, we are running for diabetes and sickle cell anemia. These are the two medical causes that we're running for.
Lando additionally stated that the run is set for April 27 for 2024, commencing at the Kinfield Massac Government School and concluding at Lindo Park.
This run will take place on Saturday, the 27th of April, starting at the Kinfield Government, the Massac Kinfield Government School, onward to the E.O. Libla Highway en route to the Lindo Park via Portersville and Federation Drive. It's a 5K run. Those of you who may not be able to run can walk. You can feel free to do so. But all monies that are raised will go towards these two NGOs that deals with diabetes management and sickle cell care in Dominica. And so we're very, very happy to see that QFM have come on board and are now a sponsor.
And that was Carlton Lando, Head of Public Health, Public Relations and Advertising at Jolly's Pharmacy. Q95 News has confirmed that around 2:15 p.m. today, a major fire incident occurred in the community of Mahu on the west coast in the vicinity of the Credit Union building. The partially wooden house was seen engulfed in flames. At present, it is unclear what caused the fire. Q95 News will follow up the story and provide updates as they become available. prominent businessman and pharmacist Anderson Jolly calls for greater investment in the key sectors of the economy to improve spending power for the working population and advance the human resource and services offered within the tourism, sports, manufacturing, health, law enforcement, and entertainment sectors.
I mean, you go across to Martinique. Martinique looks like it's little France. It's developed. I mean, you got freeways, you got, you know, movement of people. Everything's organized. You have, you know, directions on everything. There is movement. You have people responsible for different things. How can we see that as a people going right next door? But our politicians who live here think that we in Dominica are doing perfectly fine. I mean, is it us or is it them? Ask the question real quick and you can get an answer for yourself. How can they not see when St. Lucia has 5 tourist boats or Antigua gets 15,000 people in on a day on tourist boats? So you just have to ask yourself the question, is it the soil in Antigua that's different? Maybe it's the water in Antigua that's different. Maybe the air in Antigua might be different. So what do you think might be different? Are you serious that they cannot see that we are behind in development, that we're behind in just about everything we have going on?
Prominent businessman and pharmacist Anderson Jolly. The Ministry of Sports is now announcing that accelerated works will take place on lighting for 8 community playing fields on the island. The selected playing fields are Titian Grounds in Mahu, Centre Playing Field in Granby, Bellevue Chopin, Glanvilla, Asdemi, Soufriere, Vicars, and the Grand Four Playing Field.
In our efforts at enhancing our sporting facilities at the community level around the island, the government of Dominica, through the Ministry of Sports, is currently implementing lighting solutions at 8 community playing fields around the island. These playing fields are the Teaser Grounds in Mahu, Center Playing Field in Granby, Bellevue Chopin, Soufriere, Glanvilla, Ansdimé, Vickers, and Grandfond Playing Fields. Works are advanced on 3 of these playing fields, namely Mahu, Bellevue, and Vickers, where all the electrical lines have been placed underground and the light poles and fixtures have all been erected. We encourage our communities and the sporting fraternity to make the best use of these investments and to increase their participation in sporting activities, which will ultimately lead to healthier, more progressive, and more vibrant communities.
And that was Minister of Sports Greta Roberts. A recent multi-country mission founded by the New Zealand Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade concluded the monitoring of the regional Sargasson Products for Climate Resilience project. Representatives from the Caribbean Regional Fisheries Mechanism and the New Zealand Institute for Plant and Food Research Limited convened in Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and Jamaica during February and March 2024 to assess progress and plan future activities. Based on successful scientific studies and greenhouse trials for a sargassum-derived liquid fertilizer, partners plan to commence field trials in the coming weeks. Collaborating with the Caribbean Agricultural Research and Development Institute, CARDI, and regional private sector partners, these efforts aim to boost food security and climate resilience in the Caribbean. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website. That's www.q95da.com. Speaking to media at the Office of Disaster Management in Gimet today, April 22nd, Head of the Fire and Ambulance Services, Wayne Later, revealed statistics on the impact of the fire and ambulance services on the well-being of Dominicans and visitors, as well as the efforts in responding to motor vehicle accidents and fire incidents for 2023. Later says fire officers have been very active in their responses to the public in an amount of 11,299 calls, inclusive of firefighting, rescues, ambulance services, and motor vehicular accidents.
We could see from data clearly in 2023, and that's January to December 2023, the fire and ambulance services had response to 11,299 calls. And those calls are in relation to our core activities of firefighting, ambulance service, motor vehicle accidents, rescues, and fire prevention. The ambulance services forms part of almost 90% of our service delivery at the fire and ambulance services. So we are looking in the year 2023, we responded to 10,623 calls. And these are calls that we actually responded to based on when persons call. During these calls, we refer to persons and we treat persons with trauma and medical conditions. That, as I said earlier, accounts for almost 90% of our service delivery output.
According to Mr. Leiter, the fire prevention unit trained 1,199 people during 2023, and that has positively impacted the society.
We've got an educational part of the fire and ambulance service called the fire prevention unit. They are responsible, and that's a team of four persons, are responsible for going around the country throughout the year, do lectures, training, inspection of buildings, and they cover quite a bit. So in 2023, we could say that this division, this unit, did fire prevention work, first aid training, inspections, and alike. We trained approximately 1,199 persons during that year. And the interesting thing is, this is impacting on the people in a positive way. Persons learn how to deal with incidents at their home, which include fires, fire occurrences, and also life-saving issues.
Head of the Fire and Ambulance Services, Wayne Leiter, officer overseeing operations at the Dominica State College, Trudy Christian, highlights the importance of innovative capacities and strategic resource management in today's environment. She emphasized that the newly established entrepreneurial and innovation hub at the college will benefit numerous students across various degree programs. Christian also expressed gratitude for the NTRC's responsiveness in enhancing the technological landscape for students, and she is of the view that the NTRC is deserving of recognition and appreciation.
The innovative capacity and the ability to strategically manage our scarce resources while capitalizing on avenues for wealth generation are definitely critical in today's climate. And this entrepreneurial and innovation hub, which was proposed and has now come into play, will initially serve our students pursuing academic programs such as the associate's degree in entrepreneurship, in business administration, in marketing, in architecture, in accounting, in computer science, in information technology, in office administration, and in nursing. So clearly, this capacity building endeavor, which we have gathered here today to celebrate, will have far-reaching effects on our students.
Christian notes that the significance of technology in students' lives became evident during the COVID-19 pandemic, prompting the need to enhance the technological capabilities of the Dominica State College.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, we saw how important it is, how critical it was to be able to improve the technological capacity of the Dominica State College to facilitate the virtual learning and immersive learning environments. So the responsiveness that we received from the NTRC to facilitate the improvements in that regard is distinctly worthy of recognition and appreciation. So the Dominica State College is well positioned, and that is my belief, to be the beacon of educational opportunities here on island. And I truly invite everyone to keep an eye on this institution. And don't blink. Our students here today will share with you some of what this project has meant to them and their educational journey. And as I always say, keep an eye on our young people, because they're in our lives. That's us older people. That's where our future lies. So keep an eye on them.
And that was officer in charge at the Dominica State College, Trudy Christian. In other news, the Eastern Caribbean Court of Appeal has rescheduled the hearing for the appeal in the COVID-19 vaccine mandate case from February 1st to May 2nd in Antigua and Barbuda. The earlier hearing was postponed due to the judge's unavailability. Public sector workers affected by the vaccine mandate await this new date. Previously, the High Court deemed the mandate illegal in response to a case by the PSU, St. Vincent Teachers Union, and PWE, mostly ruling in favor of the claimants. The government appealed, leading to the rescheduled hearing after delays. The claimant's lawyer confirmed that May 2nd hearing, following concerns expressed about the delay. The High Court had ordered wage and benefit payments to terminated workers, but this is on hold pending the appeal hearing. And in a display of broad bipartisan support, the U.S. House of Representatives approved a $95 billion legislative package on Saturday, aimed at providing security assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. However, the move faced fierce opposition from Republican hardliners. The legislation will now advance to the Democratic Majority Senate, which had previously passed a similar measure over 2 months ago.
Some U.S. lawmakers cheered and waved Ukrainian flags as the House of Representatives passed a part of a $95 billion legislative package Saturday. The measure, which the House passed in its entirety, provides security assistance to the war-torn country, as well as Israel and Taiwan, over bitter objections from Republican hardliners. The legislation now proceeds to the Democratic Majority Senate, which passed a similar measure 2 months ago and is expected to pass this bill next week, sending it to President Joe Biden, who released a statement saying he will sign it into law.
Speaker Michael Johnson, усім американським.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked House Speaker Mike Johnson for the more than $60 billion of aid coming his way, saying it would protect lives and bring a just end to the war that Russian President Vladimir Putin must lose. Johnson, a Republican, agreed with that sentiment.
Three of our primary adversaries, Russia and Iran and China, are working together, and they're being aggressors around the globe. If we turn our backs right now, the consequences could be devastating. So this afternoon, the House acted, and we sent over to the Senate, and it will be transmitted shortly, our supplemental national security legislation.
The vote on passage of the Ukraine funding was 311 to 112, with a majority of Republicans opposing it, including far-right Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. She has taken steps that threaten to remove Johnson from office over this issue.
I do not support Mike Johnson. He's already a lame duck. If we had the vote today in our conference, he would not be speaker today.
While Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said the measure would further ruin Ukraine and result in more deaths in the conflict.
That's the Prime Evening News, and here's a recap of the headlines. Q95 FM Radio is happy to partner with Jolly's Pharmacy and to make a financial donation to Jolly's 5K run for diabetes,
local,
and sickle cell anemia as part of Jolly's commitment to supporting health and wellness in Dominica. The Eastern Caribbean Court of Appeal has moved the hearing date for the appeal regarding public sector workers affected by a COVID-19 vaccine mandate case from February 1st to May 2nd in Antigua and Barbuda.
Q, top of the hour.
And despite Republican opposition, the House approved a $95 billion package allocating $60.84 billion to Ukraine security, $26 billion to Israel, and $8.12 billion to Taiwan. The news was brought to you compliments Archipelago Trading Agents of Beacon Insurance Limited. I am Felice Environment.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big